Hey, Trev here. Today I'm going to talk about launching your clothing brand in 1 week with $20. Anyone can set up a clothing line business. I did it within a week and I spent less than $20 to get this going. So I'm going to give you all the tips to launch and to not have any more excuses. First off, the platform. You're gonna wanna choose anywhere from Shopify to WooCommerce. There's quite a few other options out there. Shopify is the easiest one to really get going. The only thing is you're gonna be spending a monthly fee to use that platform. I chose WooCommerce because out of the gates, it works really well with WordPress. It's just a plugin that goes into WordPress. So you have a current site that's already built on WordPress. WooCommerce is the way to go because literally you just have a plugin, you install it, you're ready to go. Shopify, there's a bit more involved, and the fact that you have to pay a monthly fee for the hosting and whatnot, it does add up. That's why, if you've got the WordPress background, you're going to find that flexibility with WooCommerce is the way to go. So that's what I would encourage everyone to really check out is WooCommerce, because really all you need to do is spend the $4 to $5 on the hosting, and then the $10 for the domain fee. So you're only at $15 right there, and you're up and running. So that's the quickest way to really get your clothing line options on there, is to install that type of platform. Of course, you want to choose the niche and you want to choose the platform that allows you to manufacture and print and design all of these products without you having to have any physical inventory. So once you've really decided on the platform, then you can look at some of the integrations that work really well with that particular platform. Shopify has a few more integrations than WooCommerce right out of the gate, but I found that WooCommerce worked really well for the drop shipper that I chose. I went with Printful.com, and the reason because there's a lot of flexibility with the products that I can choose and print. I'm a designer first and foremost, so I like to have all my designs easily on one platform, and I could have my t-shirts, hats, toques, socks, all printed through Printful. They'll actually take care of the drop shipping and everything. What's great is they're based in Los Angeles, so they don't have any sweatshops, that are, grinding child labor out there. It's pretty straightforward. They have fair wage workers. For me, I would choose a company like Printful. There's other options like Printora. Just check out some of the options out there. Figure out what's best for you. I like the ease of simplicity with Printful, and the fact that it integrates with WooCommerce, it's even better. Customer service is great as well. You have the support that you need, so you really want to be able to reach out and say, "Hey, something happened with this shipment. What's going on?" They have the live chat that's built in there, and I find that really helpful. So I can just reach out and ask questions. It's really helpful when you're getting going to set that up, and it's really free. It's free to use them. The only thing that you pay for is whenever you ship a product out, you're going to pay X amount of dollars for that product. You're gonna have to pay a bit more because of the fact that they're taking care of all of the work for you, so you don't have to do too much on your end. So you pay for the fulfillment. Now, if you want to print all of your shirts yourself and have it stored in your place, you're obviously gonna save up front on those manufacturing costs because you decided to outsource it overseas and get the products from China. What I like about Printful is that the t-shirts, you can choose a made in USA fabric. So you'll find that the quality is a little bit better than what you get from China. So yes, you're going to pay a bit more, but in the long run, it's not actually a significant cost. You can actually get a pretty good deal. My t-shirts, I'm paying anywhere from $13 to $15 per t-shirt. Ideally, you want to mark it up to about $20 to $25 for your t-shirt when you're selling it, and that takes care of the costs. And I think that profit margin is actually fairly reasonable when it's all said and done, and it eliminates a lot of the headaches on your end. And that's one of the only ways you can really get going within a week, is by using Printful, because you're up and running. Like, you're up and running within a day with that platform. The items that take a week to develop would be the website through either WordPress or Shopify, you know, to build out those pages. That's what's going to take you the longer time to develop that brand. But I encourage you to get going now. You can get going within a week, and you have no barrier to entry. You can really get going with this. So I encourage you to give it a try and tweak it along the way. Ideally, you've got a niche in mind, a niche of the product that you want to go after, who you want to go after. You want to know what that is in the back of your mind before you're putting your designs on a bunch of different fabrics. You want to really know who you're going after, because that's going to affect your marketing afterwards. So once you've launched and you've got your designs on Printful and you followed all the steps, now it's marketing your brand. It's letting everyone know that you exist. And I use Instagram and Facebook primarily to get my brand out there. I think those are the two platforms that visually are the best way. And they stand the test of time, and they have the easiest engagement rates. So for instance, Instagram has the best engagement of any social media platform. So if you want to build an apparel brand, you'll find that Instagram is the way to go. To get going, you want to let your friends know. Anyone that you have as an Instagram connection, you want to migrate them over to your clothing brand and tell them, hey, follow this brand. And that's just a really good way to get going and let people know, hey, this is what I have. This is what I'm really pushing right now. So that's what you want to go with. You want to start with your Facebook friends as well. Let them know. Once you've created a Facebook page, hey, like my page. You want to get as many Facebook likes as possible so that their friends will see it and perhaps like and share your posts as well. So every design that you do and your t-shirt and whatnot, or maybe it's any other type of apparel, you want to visually display that through Instagram. And what's great about Instagram is you can reshare through Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. You can do all of that within Instagram. So it's really easy to spread the word on your items. But you really want to get that initial platform set up. Want to make sure that you have a link in your bio for Instagram so that when people do check you out, it'll link right to your e-commerce site so it's easy for them to buy. It's a huge opportunity for you to convert fans into customers by having that bio link in there. So you definitely want to make sure that you have the entire process set up. You don't want to miss anything here. Another option is Facebook and Instagram advertising. I love how simple it is to advertise on Instagram, first and foremost. I can easily promote a post and encourage people to buy that product. And you just don't get that with any other platform. The advertising is just very slick. You can choose who you want to market to. And ideally, you choose a niche group. For instance, maybe you have a piece of clothing that's targeted towards millennials and they like crocodiles. So you can choose the interests and you can choose exactly who those people are. And that's what you want to do, is those are the people that are going to buy your product, not Joe Blow. You want to have a very specific niche following that you're targeting with your advertising. Otherwise, it gets really expensive. Don't spend more than $10 to $15 on each ad, because what you'll find is that it may or may not work. You might have to try like 100 times before you can get somebody to buy your clothing. But it's really important that you tweak it and you don't spend too much on one product. Move on, move to the next product, and really keep pushing it and testing and seeing what's going to work and go from there and see if you can build the following. You can buy followers on Instagram. I don't totally recommend it. It's nice in terms of perception to say, oh, look, I've got 1,000 followers, and that's great and all, but it's not a true representation of who your followers are. And it just appears really spammy, if anything. And you can definitely test it out. I don't discourage it, but I believe that liking, commenting, and engaging with your fans is the way to go to build this following. And you really can't rush it. You have to build this over time. You have to continually post content every single day to show that you're a brand that is credible. So you want to do it that way. And it's going to take some time, but if you push it and you just get the content out there, you document everything that you do along the way and you get it out there, people are going to notice and they're going to start following you. They're going to start liking. Originally when I started posting, I was using 15 hashtags. I was trying to get the name out there. People were not really liking my photos back. It took a couple weeks to really catch on. But as I was using these common hashtags, people were like, hey, look, he exists. He's out there. I want to check him out. Then people are actually going to look at you and say, hey, wow, I'm going to follow this guy, see what's happening and see what kind of buzz is going on. So it takes some time, but you have to be really patient. You don't want to give up. You don't want to be like, ah, I'm not getting any traction. Like, this takes some serious time. So if you invest in it and you're really focused on who your fan base is, then you can grow the brand. But patience is really key. So I've given you really the, in a nutshell, the super quick way to get going within a week, and you could be marketing on day seven. You could be marketing your brand easily through Instagram, Facebook. You just share these posts, share the artwork that you've created, and people will look at you. And that's really the initial way to get going. If you have any other questions, feel free to reach out, subscribe, follow me. I'm easy to find. So hopefully this helps out, and let me know. Thanks. Bye.